Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Black Geek Movie Talk. It is the first day of the year, New Year, January 1, 2017, and we're here to do our annual looking ahead at the year's offering in science fiction and fantasy. And so today we are going to be doing our 10 and 10 countdown. I myself have my list of 10 that I am looking forward to, and my co-host Elise, who shall be joining us momentarily, also has her 10 of favorites. So yeah, so we're going to be doing our annual countdown today. This is probably one of my favorite shows to do of the year. Before we even started doing a show, this is pretty much, I would look ahead at the year in film and start, you know, putting down on my personal calendar release dates for different movies that I wanted to see. So this was routine for me even before we started doing a show. So this is definitely one of my favorite shows that we do every year. That being said, looking ahead at 2017, especially in comparison to 2016, I am actually a little bit more excited for 2017 than I was 2016. I feel, you know, that it looks a little bit, there are a few more films I want to see this year than I did last year. And I think we've got Elise who's joined us now. Elise, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I can hear you. Awesome. So I was just talking about how I feel like 2017, and I don't know, you tell me in a minute how you, if you feel differently. My hopes are a little bit higher for 2017. There are a few more films. I mean, I could be, my hopes could be dashed to the rocks, but I feel like there are a few more films in 2017 that I'm actually looking forward to than 2016. 2016 for me was really slim pickings. I mean, there were not a lot of films I was even mildly interested in versus this year. What did you find when you came up with your list? Do you have higher hopes for 2017 or just science fiction fantasy films?
I think so. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think it looks like less bloat and more
less
like
bloat.
There are sequels. Yeah, there's sequels,
yeah.
But there's sequels
okay.
for movies that I like. That it doesn't
okay.
feel like I'm just going to them because I have to go to them.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
and
true.
And a couple of
yeah.
standalones that look interesting.
Yeah. That's an interesting observation. That's true. That's a really good way to put it. Definitely less bloat this year. There are standalone films that I'm looking forward to. Things that are not based on any comic book or book property that I am aware of. Maybe once we get into the year, I'll find out that they are. But so I think that's a good way to put it. So here's to hoping 2017 is, you know, exciting year in science fiction and fantasy films. That all being said, I quickly explained, Elise, that, you know, I have my list of 10, you have your list of 10, and we're going to be counting backwards. You know, we're doing a countdown, meaning that 10 is our, least anticipated all the way up to your number one, your most anticipated,
right?
So, why don't we get started with, your number 10?
Okay, my number 10, there's actually no release date, and
okay.
There's no trailer.
Okay.
No production stills.
Okay.
All right. I chose it just based on the strength of the director's first outing
mm-hmm.
and the main star. So my number 10 is Anon, which is going to be directed by Andrew Niccol, who did Gattaca,
okay.
which is one of my
okay.
favorite movies. Starring Clive Owen. And
mm-hmm.
it's sometime in 2017, I don't know when, I may end up regretting this, but it
right.
looks like it's based on an original idea, set in a world without anonymity or crime. A detective meets a woman who threatens their security. And that's from IMDb. I just based on, you know, he hasn't done anything since
right.
Gattaca, which was in the late, you know, the 90s. But
right.
I'm holding out. You know,
yeah, we'll
Clive Owen is attached, so we'll see.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that's, you know, that's the fun of putting these lists together. You know, we started giggling as soon as you said, there's no release date. There's no trailer. There's not even production stills. You're really rolling the dice. But that's what makes this fun, I think. You know, you look at things and you say, oh, I know nothing about this film outside of, like you said, like the star and maybe a writer director. So there you go. I think that's fun. I'm going to put that tentatively on my list, though we probably won't see it this year. Maybe it'll show up next year. my number 10, I had to go back and forth, and I changed my mind like up until like 10 minutes before the show. I changed my mind because I thought about it, and I was like, it's probably going to be a big fat mess. It's probably going to, and I just... So I ended up I went with my choice that hopefully will not be a big fat mess. If you like, I can tell you what my original 10 was. But my number 10 is War for the Planet of the Apes, which comes out July 14. I put it on the list. Originally, this was going to be just like one of my honorable mentions. One, because I wasn't that excited by the trailer. But I'm definitely going to see this solely because the first two films in this franchise, this will be the third one. The first one was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and now we're at the war stage. They were surprisingly good films. I mean, some of the depth of character that they brought to these things and questions about, you know, humanity and, you know, good versus evil, somebody all good, you know, it was surprising for something that really could have been absolute gotha. Like, really, honestly, they have surprised me personally with the films that have come out. So I'm definitely looking, you know, forward to this. I'm a little bit nervous. Like I said, the trailers, it could be messy, but I'm going to see it. I mean, we've got our Matt Reeves is directing this one, and he directed the last one, which was really strong, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So, my number 10, and it comes out July 14. Hopefully they don't mess it up, the third.
Yeah.
So what was your number 9, Elise?
Number 9 was actually there is no title yet. Although I found
where were you going for these films?
You know, mining the depths of the internet.
Yeah.
But it's the next Cloverfield movie, or the next, it takes place in that universe.
Mm-hmm.
I found, once I called, had a title, The God Particle, but I couldn't find, that was the only place I found a title.
Yeah.
So this is scheduled to come out October 27th. And I chose I didn't like the first Cloverfield. I did not like the first Cloverfield. I enjoyed the second one. But I put this on here because the director is a young black guy, Julius Ono.
Oh,
and it's starring, it's starring Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who did, she's an English black chick. She was in Belle, I saw her in, and then she did that, like, that movie about a pop star, which I saw, which was all right. And then Chris O'Dowd is on the cast.
You
there. So I don't know how
better
big.
Get out of town.
His
you get out of town,
to
Kat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
I'm on there. We'll see.
You know what's funny is I put that on my calendar. Like, it had no title. Just on my calendar, because when I was looking for things, because you're right, it had no title. But I put it on my calendar, and I didn't include it in my list because, well, there's no title. And and I couldn't even find, I didn't search as long or hard as you did, apparently. I didn't even bother with a cast or anything. I was like, well, clearly it might not even come out this year, so I didn't even bother. But I put it on the calendar. I put it on my personal calendar.
Hmm.
So that's interesting. You got to keep an eye out. What was the release date again that we think it's going to be?
I have October 27th.
Okay. I think that's what I put on the calendar. No, I'm not going to get up and flip to October. But, okay. All right. Okay, so my number nine was A Cure for Wellness, is coming out very soon, February 17. And the reason this is on my list is originally, I think this was supposed to come out in 2016, and this was one I think you and I were thinking originally it was going to be a horror, but we were hoping that we could review for our annual Halloween special show, but then that didn't happen. And so just, you know, talking about it, I got more and more excited because it seemed like it was going to be horror. It stars whom I call, I think I got this from you, this is not my original naming for him, Little Leo, Dane DeHaan, who I still am looking at this kid's career based on what he did with that outstanding, incredible, like out of nowhere, small little sci-fi film. God, now I can't even call the name of it, Elise. What was the name of the film? I mean, the teenagers. The powers.
Yes. Oh my God. Why can't I?
I should have looked it up.
Oh,
Chronicle. I mean, so I've been looking at this kid's career ever since that film, and I'm rooting for him. He's got a couple of things that are more mainstream coming out this year that I'm hoping do well, so he can move forward a little bit more. He's very interesting to me. The summary, okay, so the director's Gore Verbinski. The trailer has since come out. Everyone has seen it. It looks kind of, you know, freakishly, like, beautiful, you know, like, weird, like, what the heck is happening? I mean, it could very well be a whole bunch of nonsense. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Maybe something interesting will come from this, and maybe if nothing else, there'll be some interesting work we'll see from Little Leo. So there you go. That's my number nine. So we're up to number eight. What is your number eight, Elise?
My number eight, I don't know if this is kind of low for this. I don't know. My number eight is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out May 5th. directed by James Gunn. It's got all the cast back, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana. And it really, the first one was like, it made me giggle. Okay, it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
But like you sent me an email when the trailer came out for the sequel.
Yes.
You know, they got me with the trailer. I watched it a few times. I laughed.
Yes.
So I am, as much as it kind of feels silly to me, I am looking forward to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be a good time. I think it'll be a good time. Like the first one was, surprisingly. I don't recall what we originally gave the rating for the first one, but I think we both agreed that it was a strong film, in terms of doing what it set out to do and maybe even surpassing some, people who were confused or naysayers about it. I think, it definitely has potential to be a good time. But for some reason, it didn't seem to be either of our real cups of tea.
Right.
But still, it could be a good time. And yes. So that'll be interesting. My number 8 is actually Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
Wonder Woman. Was that a gasp?
Yes. Why is it so low?
Well, I'll tell you why. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
because this is an untested property. We don't really know.
It's
on my list because, the trailers, the only reason it's on my list is because of the trailer that came out. Now, trailers can be deceptive, as we all know.
Yes.
You can have a great trailer and a movie suck balls. I'm sorry. You could have a so-so trailer and you went in the movie is a killer, right? So that's not, I'm tentative. I'm holding out.
Okay.
Even the fact, this is a lot for me to even have it on my list. Because remember, and I'm not alone in this, not too long ago, maybe a year or two ago, we were all like, poo-pooing Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. So far, she showed up for the last 5 minutes of Batman v Superman and managed to make something, instead of wanting to take both of your eyes out, you only took one of your eyes out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm holding out. Like I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm careful. I'm careful. Because they can still screw it the hell up. Right? So this comes out June 2nd. Again, we get, Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman. You get your Chris Pine. And so we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. We'll see. Okay. So we're moving on. We're up to number 7 now. What is your number 7, Elise?
My number 7 was actually A Cure for Wellness. And for all the reasons you said, Little Leo. And then also the guy who wrote this, Justin Hayes, wrote Revolutionary Road. The Leonardo DiCaprio Kate Winslet movie. So I'm expecting. I hope there's going to be more going on here. But that being said, he also wrote The Lone Ranger, that ridiculousness with Johnny Depp. So I guess it could go either way. But I'm hoping for Revolutionary Road kind of success.
Yes.
But in, sci-fi.
Yeah. Okay. My number 7 is Spider-Man Homecoming, which comes out July 7th. I'm sad to put this low on my list because the kid that they've cast, Spider-Man, his first outing was in one of the better films of last year, Captain America Civil War, Tom Holland. So good. But the trailer comes out, and I'm nervous. Like, the trailer didn't make me, you know, wasn't very encouraging. I'll just put it like that. No. And I don't know. So I don't know if we're going to, it's just going to be a big, fat mess, which is unfortunate because he's freaking awesome as Spider-Man. So if this fails, it's because somebody else didn't do their jobs. It's not because of him. It's because they didn't let him, they didn't write him the right words, and they didn't write him the right story. It's not because of him. I'm going to tell you that now.
Right.
Because I saw him in Captain America Civil War. And so that's why this is low down on my list. But I'm still, it's still on my list. I'm still going to go see it. Because, you know, just the strength of him, really. Oh.
Yeah.
What was that? Would you...
That means if you're still going to go see it, that means I have to see it. And I have very little desire.
But we have to, though.
Very little.
We have to.
Yeah. I know. All right.
So what's your number 7?
Oh, we did buy a Two of the Lovers.
Oh, you already did that. Okay. That's right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So number 6. So we're at the top of the bottom 5 now.
Yes.
My number 6. Is actually, and I'm saying this, and I'm looking at it again, I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? But Split. It's coming out January 27th, in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
With M. Night Shyamalan. And he, yes. the reason I'm hesitating, and I'm like, I don't know, is because of what's been happening. Everybody knows what's been happening tonight. You know, this was intriguing, and I first heard about it because of the casting of James McAvoy, one, and then number 2,
mm-hmm.
what we saw him doing, you know, in trailers, like first the description, and then when we saw the trailers, I was like, oh,
yes,
this is actually, I mean, it's M. Night, but in a way, it kind of feels like a departure, maybe, in a way. So we'll see. And we also have Anna Taylor-Joy in one of the best films last year, The Witch. So both of those things made me a little excited for this. So I'm, you know, I might be sorry in a couple of weeks, but you know, that's,
you know. Yeah,
yeah,
no, I support that, and I totally forgot about Split. That would have been on my list. Yeah, I forgot about it. I know people poo-poo M. Night, but I'm still a fan. He's made some missteps, but I'm, you know, he's still a relatively young guy. I think he can bring it back.
He could. It's true. I mean, he's a young man, and he totally could. He totally could.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, remind me, what was your 6? I don't even remember now.
Oh, so my 6 was actually Star Wars Episode 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming out December 15th, directed by Rian Johnson, who did Looper. With Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis. And then the cast is back: Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Adam Driver, Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
has been added.
I don't know
what they're gonna do, but I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to get too hyped about it. There's no trailer.
Right.
We'll see. But I think I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, let's just move right into five. This was actually my five. I actually flipped this with Split. I flipped it. At the last minute, I flipped it because you got M. Night Shyamalan versus at least characters I know and love. We've got, you know, hopefully this is a new director. Hopefully he won't mess up the foundation, at least the characters. Something he will change and do better on is the story. was the huge failing of The Force Awakens. The huge failing. Nobody can argue with
really
that.
Argue.
If you're in your right mind.
Yeah.
You cannot. Mm-hmm. The strength of the film, however, for me, is still, and I will still to this day, say that this is a bigger deal than I think, you know, people, naysayers who want to poo-poo the whole movie are willing to admit. Mm-hmm. Casting Daisy Ridley and John Boyega was genius. And the writing for them, so that they were funny, you know, you liked them. It just had that old spirit, of the old Star Wars is what they brought to that film. And that's huge. That's a really, really big deal, because if we're going to follow these characters for the next, presumably, I don't know how many, I don't know if they've got them on lockdown for the rest of their lives. Probably. That's important. You know, that's a really, really important thing. And so hopefully Rian Johnson can come in, and he's come up with it, because he's also listed as the writer for the screenplay. And he also wrote Looper, which was a strong film. I love Looper. I'm hoping he can bring, you know, some magic, you know, a new story. Please don't, want to see Empire Strikes Back version 2. I don't want to see Return of the Jedi version 2. I want a new story with these characters that they've introduced us to in Force Awakens doing some new things. So that will be interesting. It's five, because again, I'm nervous they could mess it up. And I don't know about you, Elise, but I mean, what do you think? If they mess this one up, I don't know. I think we're looking at the end of Star Wars. I mean, what do you think? Because if they mess this up, there's a lot of riding on this. Because I think fans are going to check out.
Yeah, I don't see how they can. I mean, they would have to work they would have to actively work at messing it up for people, even if like critics or you know adults don't like the films, they're still going to make their money on kids, you know, on our
That's
like
true.
Our niece and nephew who are going to go see it, and people who are just diehard Star Wars fans who, you know, they'll see anything. They'll poo it. You know, they'll trash talk it, but they're still going to see it. They're going to make enough money that they'll continue, you know.
Yeah, but I wonder if it would be like the difference between making, you know, one more film to like sort of finish out this part of the trilogy, or versus, we're going to do 42 more until we're all dead and we're living. Like it's Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like the difference between, we're going to do the third one, knock this out, and then we're going to have to put this to bed. Or, you know, if it did really well, I mean, I don't know. Like you said, it's all a cash grab. It's all about the money at the end of the day. And if they make their money, we could be looking at 42 more awful films. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Oh, that makes me sad. what's your number five? Did you give us your number five?
My number five was Thor Ragnarok.
Get out of town.
November 3rd. Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Well, why?
What?
Are you?
Wait, well, continue. Go ahead.
And I'll say, hey, I know it's surprising because I liked the first Thor movie.
Yes.
But I'll tell you why I put this on here.
Yes, please.
Really,
the director.
The director.
Remind me, who's the director?
His name is Taika Waititi. He's a New Zealander. And he's made a couple of interesting things. So I hope that he'll bring something new to this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh.
And. Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange is going to be in this. So I don't know how big of a role he's going to be. You know, he's going to play in it, but I hope that he's, you know, featured pretty strongly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really surprised that you would add Thor. Because, listen. I am a big fan of specifically Chris Hemsworth as Thor, okay? There's no debate.
Yes.
I'm going to go see this. It's not like I'm not going to go see Thor, Chris Hemsworth. As long as he is playing Thor, I will go see the film. However, they burned me. I got burned on the second one. That was some mess. That was some hot mess. And,
I don't even
you know, I can't. It was a big, big, big mess. It was, you know, with the Chris Eccleston, the doctor, and he was the dark elf, and Natalie Portman's retarded character with the dark matter. We got to get the dark matter. I mean, I was just like, what? It was just like a mess. It was just a mess to me, and so I didn't even add that on my list. Because I've already gotten burned. Like, I'm done with, like, but I'm going to go. It's not to say I'm not going to go. But I'm not really expecting it to be anything but, like, more nonsense. I mean, listen, if they surprise me and we actually get a compelling story and, you know, Thor's character is developed more, or, you know, then I will applaud it and I will love it. But I'm not holding my breath. So now we're into the five. My number four of the top five most anticipated of 2017. My number four, you're gonna laugh at me, is Life, starring your boy Jake Gyllenhaal. It comes
out. My goodness.
It's also got Ryan Reynolds. It comes out March 17th. An international space crew discovers life on Mars. But something goes awry.
Of course.
And Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds have to figure it out. I'm done. I'm a sucker. I know. Yes, I am a sucker. When it's space and things going awry, and if it's starring people that I like, yes. And so, I mean, I don't know. It might be a mess, but maybe it won't, though. Maybe it won't.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Hey. Yeah. I mean, if you got Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm going to be there. So.
Right? Okay. You're not going to argue with that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I could have started and ended that whole thing with Jake Gyllenhaal and said the end.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
Next.
Although, I don't think it's going to be any good, but we'll see.
What is your number four, Elise?
My number four, no cast. No production stills. Do you have a release date?
Always. Wait, I think I just heard you. you are voting for a film that has no cast? Is that what you just said?
Okay, no, wait, no. There is a cast. By mistake.
Oh, my. Now you're just making stuff up. Now you're voting your husband. Yes, that makes no sense. What do we have?
Okay.
Does it have a title? Does it have a story?
Yes.
Or is this an idea? This is your graduate.
This is my own film. This is the film that I
what
was choosing. Okay.
Elise, what is it? This is your number four, Elise.
What? Number four, yes. There is a cast, okay? I'll tell you.
Okay.
Ben Mendelsohn, my boy, Ben Mendelsohn is in it. Simon Pegg. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Shut the front door.
And it is Ready Player One.
Oh my God! Is that even coming out? 2017? Is that coming out 2017?
I had a date here of December 15th, but I'm just looking it up now, and actually this may be early 2018.
Okay. Hey, but
okay.
now that you said the title, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because I was like, where is she going with this? It has no cast. It has no title. It has no release date. You're voting for your student film. Okay, that makes sense, though. I mean, if that actually comes out in December, then hell yeah, Ready Player One. Hell's yeah.
Yes.
Hell
yeah.
To the yeah. That's on my radar, absolutely, if it actually comes out this year. We'll finish your synopsis. It's based on the book.
So it's
freaking
based
awesome.
On a book, a very popular book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's full of, references to 80s pop culture. And it's basically, it takes place inside a game that has kind of taken over the world. And we have a young man, Wade Watts, searching for an Easter egg that the creator of this game has left, which basically makes the finder of the egg, they don't have to worry about money, and they control this virtual reality world that people use every day. Like people use it every day, and it's worth trillions of dollars, and he's fighting against kind of like an evil company that wants to corrupt, kind of the purest ideas of what the creator of this virtual reality had in mind.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good times. I'm definitely keeping an eye out, but I think you're right. I kind of that might not be out till 2018, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that would be a great Christmas present. A great Christmas present. It comes out in December. Or even November. That would be awesome. Okay, so we're moving on to number three. Number three. Most anticipated.
Three.
2017. And I'm going to giggle again. Because this is... I'm going to cop to why I'm voting. I'm voting. My number three comes out May 12th. It's called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh, my
God. The reason this is number three, I got two words for you.
Okay.
You want to guess what those two words are?
I think I have an idea.
Oh, no. Boom. Done. I'm done. Next. Nothing else needs to be said. I have been looking forward to this film. They pushed it back. We thought it was supposed to come out last year. They pushed it back. Blah, blah, blah. I've seen the pictures.
Yes.
I've seen the trailer. And I don't care what the hell they do. I've seen it. And so that's my number three. I've been looking forward to this for a while. It's going to be a good time at the movies.
I'll co-sign that. I'll co-sign.
Yeah.
I'll co-sign that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And he's got his accent for once. He's got his accent.
Yes.
You know, because he seems to not like to act with his accent for some reason. He's got his accent.
Yeah.
He's looking every bit Charlie Hunnam. He's going to be running around in medieval times with swords. Cat now. King Arthur. What is your number three?
My number three is actually Stephen King's The Dark Tower. That Edris.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out July 28th.
July 28th.
They
changed it a couple of times. Yep.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. Yep. Catherine Winnick, who is for all the Vikings fans, Lagatha on Vikings.
Yeah. What up, Lagatha? Yes. 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 And yes. 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 And yes. Dark Tower. I'm really hoping that it actually comes out July 28th, because you know they pushed this back a couple of times now. I don't really know what the problem is.
Right.
But
we'll see.
Okay. So moving on to number two. My number two comes out October 6th, and it is Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049. Now, you know, when I first heard that they're doing a Blade Runner sequel, I said to myself, why? Blade Runner was done. It was a beautiful, you know, groundbreaking, you know, for science fiction, aficionados thing done in it. It's brilliant, done. It ended. It's beautiful. Put that to bed. We're done now. So why, 152 years later, are we doing another Blade Runner? Well, when I started looking at the cast, I was like, what are you talking about? Ryan Gosling? Freaking Jared Leto? What the hell is happening? And so I got excited. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm gonna check it out. It's probably, maybe it'll be Gosa, maybe it'll be brilliant. I don't know.
Right.
And then I saw the trailer, which I enjoyed because it didn't really show much. It had like the faintest hint of that original like score. Okay. Listen. I mean, they could mess it up, and I wouldn't be, like, devastated if they mess it up, because personally, I feel like it probably should have just been left alone for all the reasons that I said. I mean, there's really no reason to do this, except that they're just playing on, I feel like we're living in times where they're mining, you know, those of us, I guess it's Generation X, I guess is what it is, they're mining our childhoods for stuff,
right.
And so we just have to live through this now. We're, you know, we got these, you know, Transformers. Next, there'll be a Voltron movie. I mean, I don't know. All this is just mining our childhood for stuff. And like a sucker, I'm going. And I will be the first to admit that it might suck. They might mess it up big time. But I'm still going. Because I'm, like I said, I'm a sucker. Ridden with Blade Runner. You got your, they're bringing back Harrison Ford. You got your Ryan Gosling. You got your Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And there are probably a bunch of other people that I'm forgetting right now, but that's my number two. What was your number two?
That was my number two as well.
Okay.
And the only reason it was not number one is because, like you said, I don't know that this needed to be made. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but the trailers looked beautiful. You know, Roger Deakins is the cinematographer on this, very famous cinematographer. Johan Johansson did the music that you mentioned. He's doing the, you know, the new music, who did the music for Arrival.
I didn't realize that. That's going to be beautiful. That's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. It looks beautiful. And I think they did you know, they were right to bring Harrison Ford back, even if he's, you know, doesn't play a main part.
Yes.
And again, you know, Blade Runner's a classic. You know, if you're a sci-fi fan, Blade Runner, you know, is you know, up there. So,
number two.
Yes.
Number two. Okay, we had, okay. So, this is going to be very interesting. I am so curious to see, because I'm looking at my list, because I have a list of, like, I had honorable mentions, I had, and I'm trying to figure out what we haven't discussed that could possibly be your number one. I'm going to tell you what my number one is. It's actually The Dark Tower. It's actually The Dark Tower.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I made this my number one is because I've been looking forward to this for a while. This, they, you know, they talked about, oh, it's going to be, the, oh, we're going to do The Stephen King. What? Okay, we're going to, and then they were like, Idris Elba? And I was like, what?
What?
That alone. If there was nothing else, if it was just as we were doing the Stephen King book and Idris Elba was going to be in it, that would have been enough. But then, you know, you have all this other interesting casting. You know, Matthew McConaughey, Lagatha. It's like, oh, well, you know, I mean, this is in my, you know, my dollhouse. It's Stephen freaking King, probably one of my favorite writers. One of my, like, without a doubt, one of those writers, I can read his stuff and I always am entertained. Always.
Yes.
I have not, I can't recall a Stephen King book that I've read that I was not entertained. Okay? You might not, I mean, it not, might not be like Pulitzer Prize winning, but I've always been entertained. And the characters stay with me. So this is my number one. There really wasn't, there was nothing else that came, that I had to think about it. This is my number one. What was your number one?
My number one was Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Wonder Woman. All right. I rewatched the trailer, watched it over and over again. That music, she's riding on a horse, that shot where the gun breaks against her back, she's sliding on her knees, she's sliding on the shield. I'm so hyped for this movie. I don't know.
Yes.
I hope and pray that they do not screw it up. Directed by Patty Jenkins, who did Monster. You know, I'm glad that they went with a female director for this. I hope they don't mess it up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Oh, you got to say. I mean, I can understand. I can understand being really excited. But like I said, you know, maybe this is unfair. Maybe it's unfair. But this is what happens when you consistently mess stuff up. DC movies have not been good. You know, it's like Christopher Nolan was like with his Batman, that was like the end. You know, he did Batman Begins, that was outstanding. He did Dark Knight, that was outstanding. Dark Knight Rises, you know. So, okay, but still, what's come after his stuff has just not, you know, instilled in me a lot of excitement or encouragement for what they're doing. Now, that being said, like I said earlier, the trailer was awesome, and I'm excited that everybody's excited by the music. I've seen people write about it, too, a couple of times, and I called it way back when Batman v Superman, and you all were like, huh? Huh? What are you talking about? I don't remember. Music, baby. The music. If you watch that scene, Batman and Superman, and you have it on mute, try watching it on mute. And that will tell you how important music is. That's how important music is to a character. You know? That was the only good thing about that movie. The only good thing. And then, like you said, you had this trailer, and they brought that music in again, because they know the power of music in a film, and, you know, the first theme, that's very exciting. I have to admit, when she whipped out, for me, the exciting part was when I saw that Lasso of Truth. When I saw the Lasso of Truth, that's when my little 8-year-old heart just glowed. Because that was like, this is really Wonder Woman. This is really happening. Wonder Woman on the big screen. And she's kicking ass and she's taking names. But again, you know, let's not, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want my heart, I don't want my heart stomped on and set on fire. So that's because, you know, they took forever to do a Wonder Woman movie. You know, I still, for the life of me, I cannot understand who decided that it was a better idea to do one Superman film and then rush in with a new Batman and a new, and shove one through. I don't know who thought that that was a good idea. It was a bad, bad, bad idea. If they would have done a Superman film, one Superman, a Wonder Woman film, okay? Maybe let's try to, even though Batfleck is not a popular idea, maybe have his own film. See how it does.
Yeah.
And then let's bring them together for Batman v Superman. Like, I don't understand. It's still a mystery to me. But, we'll see.
And the first movie is they're pitted against each other. It wasn't even like an Avengers movie where we see them, you know, working together.
They're
pitted against each other. But we can't, we digress.
We digress. Yeah, the train's left the building. The train has left the building.
Yeah, it's done.
We all have to deal with it now. We have to deal with the ruins. And hopefully they can build something from the ruins. So, okay. And did we say, I think I already said, Wonder Woman comes out June 2nd.
Yes.
We still have, we got about 8 minutes left. Were there any films that were sort of like honorable mentions for you that you're kind of like, oh, I've only got 10 slots, but these are ones that I am still looking forward to?
Yeah, I had two. One, you sent me the trailer for The Circle with Emma Watson.
Yeah. Is that even sci-fi, though?
I guess you could make the argument it's not really. But it takes place kind of in the future where, you know, a company, let's just say Google.
Yeah, because it's pretty Google-ish.
Yeah. Emma Watson plays a woman who lands a job at a powerful tech company where she becomes involved with a mysterious man. And you have John Boyega is in this as well. So that was on, an honorable mention. And that's coming out April 28th. And then I did have one more, no release date, no cast as far as I can tell.
Oh, is this your student film?
Bye.
The student film we were talking about?
But I will say this. Keanu Reeves is making another sci-fi movie. He plays a scientist who becomes obsessed with bringing back his family members who died in a traffic accident. But again, there's no trailer, there's no release date, there's no production still. So this could be another 47 Ronin. And I learned my lesson with that movie. But I'm still, you know.
That was hysterical. Oh, my God. We're having a conversation after the show about how are you finding these things that have no cast, no script, no. I'm confused. We have to have a conversation. I'll say the only honorable mention that I have, like I guess, sort of worth mentioning, I suppose, was actually Kingsman. Kingsman, the Golden Circle, I think it's called.
Ah,
the sequel.
Okay.
So, Kingsman. So, I am actually, I sort of hesitate because, one of my favorite parts of the original was Colin Firth. And, you know, his character dies in the end. But they had him listed in the cast for the second one. So I'm like, oh, is he just going to show up in flashbacks? Or are they, like, somehow going to bring him back to life some kind of way? Going to be that he didn't die? Like, I don't know. So that's why I kind of didn't include it on the list, because I don't know. It could be a bunch of nonsense, the second one. I mean, the first one was really surprising. I was surprised by how much I enjoyed that film. And so
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so I am, you know, looking forward to that. And even though Guardians didn't make it on my list, I think that was a good time.
Yeah.
I guess honorable mention. It was a good time. I'm hoping that Baby Groot, I hope that he's in it more than just 5 minutes and then they're back to regular Groot, because that's what did it for me. That trailer.
Yeah.
Baby Groot.
I agree.
That was brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Like, if you want to know how to put a trailer together, that's how you put a trailer together. Brilliant. So, okay. I think that is going to do it for us today. That was our 2017 year in preview, looking ahead at the films for 2017. I really, really hope we have a much better collection this year. You know, these turn out to be better than a lot of the films we saw last year.
Yes.
We will be back at our regular time, January 29, the last Sunday of the month. We're doing Splits and the Shyamalan film at 1:30 Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Pacific. So back to our regular schedule. Thanks to those of you who listen regularly. We really appreciate it. And until next time, Elise, do you want to let the folks know how they can get in touch with us?
Yeah. Email us. Damn it, blackgeekmovietalk @gmail.com or Facebook.com/blackgeekmovietalk or Twitter, BLK Geek Movie TLK.
Yes. So until next time, thanks for listening and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.